能够再到 Newark 和弟兄姊妹见面。
My wife and I are very happy that we can once again meet the brothers and sisters in Newark.
这一次主给我一点的负担是和弟兄姊妹交通利未记。
This time the Lord gave me a burden to share the book of Leviticus.
不只有一位弟兄或姊妹问我你为什么要讲利未记。
Several brothers and sisters asked me why I am sharing on the book of Leviticus.
我相信我们在座很多弟兄姊妹呢出信的时候都有心要好好的把圣经读一遍。
I believe that many brothers and sisters, especially when they just believed, they had a heart to read through the Bible.
当我们照着次序从创世纪开始读起。
But when we start reading in order from Genesis,
读到利未记就有难处了。
We encounter difficulties when we read Leviticus.
因为它里面有许多的东西很烦。
There are so many things in there, it's tedious.
第二个呢，而且它很细。
It is in so much detail.
第三个呢，它里面呢有很多的重复。
And it repeats itself many times.
我们又不能够完全的进入和领会。
And we cannot completely enter in and understand.
我不晓得我们在座有没有弟兄姊妹像我一样。
I don't know if there are any brothers and sisters like me.
我早期呢读到这里我就把它跳过去。
In the past, whenever I read this book, I would jump over it.
所以呢，我一生好像在这一方面呢。主要我今天来补课。
So it's like the Lord wants me to relearn the lesson today.
我也听过有弟兄们跟我谈过。
And some brothers and sisters have also told me.
有一段日子我在主日信息里面，我和我自己家里面聚会弟兄姊妹交通利未记。
That I also shared the book of Leviticus with the brothers and sisters back in my own gathering.
有一位弟兄他聚完会就直接来找我。
One brother came to find me right after the meeting.
他说：“伯弟兄，你去看看现在各地教会的讲台，有哪一个人去讲利未记的？”
He told me, "If you look at the churches around the world and look at the podiums, who is speaking Leviticus?"
所以我说呢，我就跟他说呢，正是因为没有人讲，所以可能主要我去学习一下。
And I told him, "Maybe it's because no one is speaking of Leviticus that the Lord wants me to learn it."
所以这一次呢，我们要靠着主的恩典。用四堂的时间和弟兄姊妹呢，简略的来看一下利未记的轮廓。
So in these four gatherings that the Lord has given us, we would like to get a bird's eye view of Leviticus.
首先，我们先请大家读几处的经文。
Let's start by reading a few passages.
请大家翻到利未记，我们读第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说。
Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying.
我们再翻到希伯来书第三章第一节。
Now let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
同蒙天造的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
民数记第二十三章
Numbers chapter 23
第九节
verse 9.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
As I see him from the top of the rocks, and I look at him from the hills, behold, a people who dwells apart and will not be reckoned among the nations.
在希伯来原文的圣经里面，利未记的标题就是利未记第一节。
In the original Hebrew, the topic of Leviticus is the first verse.
就是神从会幕中呼召。
That the Lord called from the tent of meeting.
这是犹太人他们读利未记的时候他们第一个印象
This is the first impression that a Jewish person would get from reading Leviticus.
我们知道神对人第一次的呼召是在创世纪的第三章
We know that the first time the Lord called people it was in Genesis chapter 3.
那个时候亚当和夏娃违背了神吃了 知识分别善恶树上的果子。
That time Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那么神来寻找他们的时候，神说：“人啊，你在哪里？”
That time when God came to seek for Adam and Eve, He asked man, "Where are you?"
人一听见这个声音就躲藏起来。
And when man heard His voice, they hid themselves.
人和神之间的交通断绝了。
The fellowship between God and man was broken.
而且人对神产生了一个莫名其妙的误解和惧怕。
And mankind had a strong misunderstanding and fear of God.
人再没有办法享受过去在没有犯罪之前、没有背叛之前与神交通的喜乐。
Man could not experience the joy of fellowshipping with the Lord that existed before the fellowship was broken.
那么很快的我们就往前快速的来到利未记。
Now let's fast forward to Leviticus.
我们知道这里神的呼召不是仅仅对摩西一个人的。
We know that this call was not only to Moses.
神这个呼召是借着摩西要得着整个的以色列民族。
But this call was through Moses to receive the entire people of Israel.
我相信神这一次呼召的时候，他的心里面是何等的欢喜，何等的期盼，何等的温暖。
And this time when the Lord called them, his heart must have been full of joy and full of warmth.
因为从亚当开始到利未记第一章。
Because ever in between Genesis chapter 3 and Leviticus chapter 1,
我们看见了神在人的中间一直在做预备，做恢复的工作。
God was doing a work to prepare and to recover.
就是他心意中原初造人，他要和人之间那个关系要恢复了。
He wanted to restore the relationship that was between man and God during creation.
那个关系是一个非常亲密，非常喜乐的交通，神与人，人与神。
That fellowship is very intimate and joyful, God with man and man with God.
弟兄姊妹，所以利未记的特点是就着新约我们蒙恩得救的神的儿女来看。
So the features of Leviticus is something that those who have been saved through the New Testament should look at.
我们读利未记的时候可能想到它有很多的祭物，有很多礼仪的条文。
We see that in Leviticus there are many laws for sacrifices and cleansing.
所以有好多人感觉利未记呢是旧约历史啊，旧约祭司工作的手册。
So many people think that Leviticus is like a handbook for the Old Testament priests.
但是我们新约时代神的儿女们，我们有一个更深刻的领会。
But in the New Testament, we should have a deeper understanding.
利未记的特点是直接的说到基督和他的教会。
Actually, Leviticus speaks directly of Christ and the church.
或者这样讲，利未记说到神的儿子基督的救赎。和他蒙救赎的教会。
Or in this way that it speaks of God and His Son's salvation and the church through the salvation.
因为我们看见神在这里预备好了祭坛，预备好了祭物，好叫人能够借着祭物在祭坛上可以回到神的面前。
Because God prepared the altar and the sacrifice that through this man could return to God.
这一次我来哈，为着交通利未记。
This time I came here in order to share about Leviticus.
我有好几个月在主面前呢，祷告等候寻求。
I've been praying before the Lord and waiting before the Lord for several months.
主啊，既然要交通利未记，到底该起什么题目呢？
That since I am sharing about Leviticus, what should the theme be?
我稍微讲一点我想到的好几个题目。
These are some of the topics that I thought of.
一个题目是从会幕来看教会的意义和教会的聚会。
One is to look through the tabernacle to see the purpose and the procedure of the church.
或者另外一个题目呢，神对教会的呼召。
Or God's calling to the church.
或者说呢，神儿女的生活与聚会。
Or the lifestyle of the people in the church.
这些虽然能够，或者说呢，亲近神的道路与结果。
Or the way to draw close to God and the result.
这些好像都能够描写一点利未记的内容。
They all seem to touch upon a bit of the content of the
book. 但是我每次思想心里好像总是还是不落 不踏实。
But every time I thought of these things, my heart was not satisfied.
我问主说，主啊，就是这么一点了吗？
I asked the Lord, is this it?
昨天早上我跟我姊妹出门。
Yesterday when I left with my wife,
我们要坐轻铁去飞机场。
We were taking the light rail to go to the airport.
我姊妹在那里买票，我就站在那里啊，看看日出。
She was buying the ticket and I was looking at the sunrise.
忽然之间，主给我一个意念。
And suddenly the Lord showed me something.
他说 more about Christ.
He told me more about Christ.
更多认识基督。
More about Christ.
我们刚才弟兄领我们唱的第二首诗歌，我要更多认识基督。
The second hymn that we sang earlier, more about Jesus would I know.
你知道，我们亲近神，神最喜悦的就是让我们认识他的儿子。
When we draw close to God, the thing that He is most joyful is to show us His Son.
我们怎么样亲近神，也是借着他的儿子来亲近神。
Because how do we draw close to God? It was through His Son.
我们亲近神的结果是什么呢？
And the result of drawing close to God.
我们就像他的儿子一样，与他儿子相匹配。
We become like His Son.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神对基督和对教会的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the will of God to Christ and the church.
我们看利未记的时候，我不晓得弟兄姊妹啊，你会不会感觉到利未记都很直接，好像都是实行的书。
When you look at Leviticus, I don't know if you feel that it is very direct as in doing action.
他对祭司的每一个举动好像都定得很详细。
It is very specific on every action of the priest.
甚至做什么动作，站在什么地方，都讲得清清楚楚。
Even what actions they should do and where they should stand.
所以我们可能认为它是一本行为或者工作的一个指导的原则。
So we think it is just a few directions on how to do work.
但是我们看见神呼召我们，就像民数记里面啊，这个先知巴兰他。主打开他的眼睛，看见以色列人到底是什么。
But the Lord called us. It is like when the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, so he saw
the
people of God were.
他说：“我从高峰看他，从小山去望他的时候。”
And it says, as I see him from the top of the hills, and I look at him from the.
他看见以色列人在那个摩亚平原的帐幕啊，他说：“他们是独居的民，不列在万国之中的。”
He saw the tent and the tabernacle, and he said, "Behold." A people who dwells apart and will not be reckoned among the nations.
他们是单单属神，也是单单归给神的一般人。
They belong to God only, and they are His.
这是利未记所带来的一个结果。
This is a result of Leviticus.
在神的儿女们中间，在教会，就是新约时代的教会，我们中间是和世人的有全然不同生命的一般人。
In the New Testament, in the church, we should have a completely different life from the world.
弟兄姊妹们，你我虽然呢，我们有肉身的血统。
Although we have flesh and blood.
我们有肉身的文化背景。
We have a world culture.
我们有肉身的教育。
We have human education.
我们有社会的生活。
We have our life in society.
但是你我自接受了耶稣基督开始。
But we started when we believed in the Lord Jesus.
你我里面和世人有一个截然不同的分别，就是你我得着一个属天的生命。
We receive the heavenly life, and that makes us different from the world.
这个是神呼召所带来的一个性质。
This is the result of and a promise of what the Lord called us.
希伯来书的作者讲到，我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
So Hebrew says that we are a heavenly, holy people.
我们里面有一个属天的生命。
There is a heavenly life within us.
我们重生得救的人，你就清楚知道。
We who have been saved, we know.
没有这个生命的时候，我们也来聚会。
Before we had this life, we came to gathering.
我们觉得聚会呢，有一个人带我们唱歌，有一个人祷告，然后有一个人讲道。
We feel there's someone who leads hymns, someone who prays, and someone who preaches.
我们会觉得这个讲道的人是在台上演讲。
We think that the preacher is just speaking a speech.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样经验呢？
Have you had this experience?
我没有信主以前就是这样感觉的。这个人在台上演讲，有的人讲得好，有的人讲不好。
This is my experience before I was saved, that the person on the podium was just had a speech.
等我侍奉主了以后，有时候会有朋友们跑上来跟我讲，他说：“博先生，你今天的演讲还不错。”
Then after I started speaking, there were some friends who would come up to me afterwards and say that.
我们认为就是
your speech was good.
参加一个社团的活动。
It's like joining an organization.
比较高尚的一种的讲论而已。
maybe higher philosophy.
我没有信主以前呢，我觉得基督徒祷告是最奇怪的事情。
In the past, before I was saved, I felt like the prayer was.
我常常就张开眼睛看他们，他们闭着眼睛的自言自语的，还那么陶醉，怎么会这样呢？
I look at them, I open my eyes, and I see their eyes closed, they're speaking to themselves.
我完全不懂。
I completely did not understand.
是我接受耶稣基督的那一刻开始。
But ever since I believed in the Lord Jesus,
这个新的生命属天的呼召进到我里面。
This holy life, heavenly calling entered into me.
我再也没有这种感觉了。
I no longer had this feeling.
我再也没有这些问题了。
I no longer had these questions.
而且我自己也闭上嘴。闭上眼睛，我也开始祷告了。
And I also closed my eyes and started praying.
我发现我祷告不是自言自语。
I realized that praying is not just talking to yourself.
不是在那里念经 chanting.
It is not chanting.
好，我祷告是有对象的，他就在我的面前，就在我的里面。
But I am speaking to someone. He is in front of me. He is within me.
是那么的真实。
It is so real.
这是独居的名。
This is
the way alone.People dwell alone.
This is people who dwell apart.
和世上所有的人，从那一天开始，你就被分别了，再也不一样了。
And from that day on, you are different from the people of the world.
而且有一个截然不同的性质。
And you have a different life.
希伯来书的作者讲到呢，我们是同蒙天召什么圣洁的弟兄。
We are holy brethren.
弟兄姊妹，你想，如果用你的观念。你觉得你圣洁吗？
If you think for yourself, do you feel that you're holy?
但是神说你是圣洁的。
But God said that you are holy.
用我们的观念，你去看哥林多的教会，你说他们可以叫做圣徒吗？
By your own thinking, you look at the brothers and sisters in Corinth. Can they be saints?
他们中间有极度纷争，有结党，有各种败坏的事情。
There's so much corruption and divisions within them.
世界上很多有道德的人都比他们好。
Many people with morals in the world are better than
them. 但是保罗很确定地称他们说，你们是蒙召的圣徒。
But Paul said that they were saints.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神在耶稣基督里给教会的地位。
This is the position that God gave to the church.
因着有这个呼召的生命，有这个不同的性质的生命，我们在地上的生活就和世人不一样。
By this different calling and by this different life, our lives are different from the people of the world.
我们可以简单的讲。
Simply speaking,
教会呢，今天是在这个世界中。
The church today is in the world.
但是却不属于这个世界。
But not of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个认识吗？
Do you have this understanding?
你有这个经历吗？
Do you have this experience?
有的时候我们呢，在一个最吵杂热闹的环境里面，你会忽然感觉到主的同在。
Sometimes in a very crowded place, you can suddenly feel the Lord's presence.
你有没有这种经历呢？
Do you have this experience?
世上的人都忙来忙去的，跑这里跑那里。有时候在机场啊，特别在节日的时候，哇，到处都是人。
People are running around everywhere, especially like during a holiday and an airport.
每个人好像都有每个人自己的目的。
Everyone has their own purpose.
但是忽然之间，你感觉主的同在，我不一样。
But suddenly you feel the Lord's presence and you realize that you're different.
我活在这个世上，我也需要像他们这样去做这些事，有这些责任。
I live in this world, so I have the same responsibilities as them.
但是我的目的不同。
But my purpose is different.
我的生命不同。
My life is different.
弟兄姊妹，利未记就是告诉我们这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, Leviticus tells us about these things.
所以新约时代呢，希伯来书的作者好像读了利未记第一章第一节，他就告诉我们说，我们是同蒙天召的。
So the writer of Hebrews read the first verse in Leviticus and concluded that we are a people of a heavenly calling and holy people.
我们刚才讲到神在利未记里面呼召不是给摩西一个人。
We know that when God called the people in Leviticus, it wasn't just Moses.
而是给所有以色列神的儿女的。
It was to all Israel.
到新约时代神的呼召是给他所有的儿女就是给教会的。
And now in the New Testament, this calling is to all his children, the church.
神呼召我们在他爱子十架的牺牲底下来亲近他。
He wants us to draw close to him through his son who died on the cross.
他盼望我们能够生活在他的同在中。
He wants us to live with his presence.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你能不能想起 你第一次感觉到神同在是什么时候？
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you can still remember the time when you first experienced the Lord's presence.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你要回去好好祷告，让圣灵呢，让你回想起来。
May you pray to the Holy Spirit that He would allow you to remember it.
而且你想起来了，你要告诉主说：“主啊，让这个印象深刻到一个地步，我终身难忘，永远难忘，不会忘记的。”
And pray that this experience would be such a deep memory that you can never forget it.
弟兄姊妹，那是非常奇妙的。
It is amazing.
你本来就跟世人一样的。
Originally, you were the same as the world.
突然之间，你发现不，神在这里。
But suddenly, you realize that no, God is here.
弟兄姊妹，那是非常宝贵的神儿女们的一个记号。
It is a very precious mark of a believer.
敬虔不是外面的行为举止而已。
It is not outward piety.
啊，弟兄姊妹，敬虔 godliness 啊，是神的同在。神的性情从你我身上显出来。
But godliness is the character of God expressed in us.
这个是非常奇妙的。
This is very amazing.
我自己非常清楚记得我九岁那一年。
I remember the year when I was 9 years old.
我们那个乡下地方有了一个小小的聚会。
There was a gathering in our small town.
我可能在这边讲过。
I may have mentioned this before.
那一次有一个特别聚会。
It was a special gathering.
也是晚上。
Also at night.
我跑到第一排坐着。
I sat in the first row.
那个弟兄啊，在讲以赛亚书三十七章。
The brother was speaking of Isaiah 37.
在那里，他引用了先知以赛亚讲到以色列的犹大国要被亚述侵略。
He used the verse about the nation of Israel being taken by Assyria.
Assyrian. 那么。他讲到犹大国呢，逃脱亚述的侵略，剩下的余民。
And he talked about Judah, which would escape Assyria and be the remnant.
他们要向下扎根，要往上结果。
They would put down their roots deep and grow.
那个传道人在台上就三次的向下扎根，往上结果。
He said that they would put down their roots and that they would bear fruit.
他这么一向下扎根呢，我坐在前面，忽然之间呢。神的同在显出来。
And as I was sitting there, all of a sudden God's presence was revealed.
我一生忘不掉。
I can never forget that.
那个同在连你身体都感觉得到。
That was a presence that even your body could feel.
你知道我才九岁懂什么事情吗？
I was only 9 years old. What do I understand?
整个晚上啊，我知道有一位真神，而且他爱我。
But that entire night, I knew that there was a true God and He loved me.
因为那个之前我已经听过耶稣基督生平的故事。
Because before that, I had already heard the story of salvation.
我人生中每次发生重大转折危机的时候，那个神同在的感觉就抓住我。
Every time there was a crisis in my life, this presence of the Lord would capture me.
他就带我走过。
And He would lead me past.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有看过有一幅这个画，在沙滩上面的脚印？大家知道这个事吧？
Everyone knows about the story of the footprints on the sand.
一个人呢，他说神与他同在，有两对脚印，一个是他的，一个是神的。
That on the footprints, there were two set of footprints. One was his own and one was God.
结果他走到一段就只剩一对脚印了。
But after a while, there were only one set of footprints.
那个时候呢，是他人生中最艰难的时刻。
And those were the most difficult times in his life.
他就问主说：“主啊，你到哪里去了？”
He asked the Lord, "Where are you?"
主说呢：“是你在我的怀中，那个脚印是我走的。”
He said, "In those most difficult times, it was I who carried you."
弟兄姊妹，这就是神呼召我们。
This is the Lord calling us.
他要负你一生的责任。
He will be responsible for us.
他用他的同在保守你，从开始到我们进荣耀。
His presence will be with us from the beginning all the way until we enter into glory.
这就是立位记里面神从会幕中呼召摩西他的用意。
So this is what Moses received when the Lord called the people of Israel.
主要我们在他的同在中认识他。
The Lord wants us to know him in his presence.
在他的同在中享受他。
To experience him in his presence.
并且呢，活出他的儿子。基督的生命。
And to live out the life of the Lord Jesus.
然后我们能够在基督里面，我们过一个和世人不同的生活。
And in the Lord Jesus, we live a life that is different from the world.
这个不同的生活叫做在基督里以神为乐。
And this is to have joy in Christ.
我们今天晚上弟兄姊妹，好，你可以出去玩的，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, tonight you can go out and have fun.
你可以去参加 party 的，对不对？
You can go to parties.
你甚至可以在家里面好好休息的。
You can rest at home.
但是你为什么要来这里呢？
But why do you come here?
因为你感觉到神的面前。
Because you know that it is most joyful to go to the presence of God. I hope this is the heart of everyone who comes to gathering. Because then when you come to gathering, you are truly blessed. Sometimes we may be feeling down, but when we come to gatherings, we are no longer feeling down.
要我们这样来亲近他,
because the Lord wants us to draw close to Him.
我们能够以在基督里以神为乐,
that we can have joy in Christ.
在利未记里面告诉我们, 最后我们才能全然的归神为圣,
and in Leviticus, it tells us that in the end, our whole being will be given to God as holy.
利未记26章很特别,
Leviticus chapter 26 is very unique.
它前一半呢,是讲到祝福,
the first half talks about blessings.
后一半呢,是讲到管教,
and the latter half talks about correction, discipline.
我们要问神为什么要把这些说在神儿女们中间？
We ask, why does the Lord speak these things before His people?
特别是在整个利未记要结束的时候来告诉我们。
Especially in the end of Leviticus.
就告诉我们说，一开头他要我们认识这个呼召。
Because in the beginning, He wants us to know this calling.
如果我们不认识他。
If we don't know Him,
或者我们认识了，我们不在乎他,
or if we know Him but disregard Him,
我们轻忽, 啊, 那么我们就会落进那里讲的管教的里面。
If we look lightly upon it, we will fall into discipline.
我们知道这个管教不是神来处罚我们。
We know that discipline is not God punishing us.
主是要把我们的挽回过来，回到他的祝福中。
But He wants to redeem us back into His blessing.
但是他告诉我们说, 若是我们明白这个呼召，也进入这个呼召的生活里。
But if we know this calling and we enter into this calling,
弟兄姊妹, 那带给我们是何等丰盛的祝福和享受。
It brings such abundant blessing.
主耶稣所完成一切救赎, 在你我身上都可以变成真实的经历。
The Lord has completed every work of salvation and we can experience it.
不是等到将来, 才在我们身上实现。
It's not something that is completed in the future.
我在早期服侍主的时候,
early on when I was first serving the Lord,
我常常把圣经当作一个知识来研究。
I often study the book as just a book of knowledge.
我相信我们中间很多弟兄姊妹可能也有过我这样的经验。
I believe many brothers and sisters may have had this experience too.
读圣经的时候啊, 好多工具书啊, 我现在还是用工具书。
We read the Bible and we use many commentaries.
我也去学原文。
Even now, I still use commentaries and learn the original language.
我用很多的这些 lexicons, 来查把这个字义、把文法、把这个结构通通搞清楚。
I look at many lexicons to understand the meaning of this word.
但有一天我忽然感叹, 这些东西对我有什么用处呢？
But one day I thought, what use does this have to me?
在我身上我经历过没有呢？
Have I experienced this in my
life? 有一次我读了一个美国姊妹的传记。
Once I read a biography of an American sister.
她讲啊, 她跟主说, 主啊, 凡是圣经里面关乎蒙恩得救人的事情, 求你都让我得着经历。
She asked that everything in the Bible that is about being saved by grace may be able to experience it all.
而我不要在别人面前去表扬自己或者讲这些东西。
And I don't want to proclaim this before people.
在那个传记里面讲, 她就好好的跟随主。
In that biography, it says that she carefully followed the Lord.
经过一段年日以后,
a few years later,
她能够向她熟悉的弟兄姊妹说,
she is able to say to the brother and sister she knows.
她讲到哥林多前书12章,
she mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
12章里面讲到圣灵九种的恩赐,
it speaks of 9 gifts of the Spirit.
她跟弟兄姊妹讲, 她说, 我要谦卑地说, 这九种的恩赐在我身上都显过了。
She said to them, I humbly say before you that I have experienced all 9 gifts.
Manifested in me.
That all these 9 gifts are manifested within me.
不是我自己会有这些恩赐, 乃是圣灵把它显在我身上。
Not that I know that I would have these by myself, but the Spirit expresses them in me.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗? 这就是那呼召里面的内容。
This is the calling.
今天我们跑这里跑那里, 我们得到很多外面的知识, 装满了头脑, 但是我们没有经历。
Today we run around and we gather knowledge, but we don't have experience.
啊, 就好像, 我从来没去过耶路撒冷。
It is, for example, I have never been to Jerusalem.
但我在弟兄姊妹中间讲过耶路撒冷的城墙和城门。
But I told brothers and sisters about the walls and the gates of Jerusalem.
啊, 我很羡慕好多弟兄姊妹去过了，不仅去一次，去好几次了。
I know that there are some brothers and sisters who went to Jerusalem maybe not once but multiple times.
这是地上的经历，对不对？
This is an earthly experience.
但是属灵的事情也是一样，我们研究了很多。 但是我们从来没有被圣灵带进那个真实际里面去。But
spiritual things is similar that we study many things, but we do not actually experience
them. 弟兄姊妹，认识这个呼召。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know the calling.
并且认真的回应这个呼召。And
we have to faithfully respond.
那么神救赎的目的就能成全在这些响应的人身上。And
the purpose of God's salvation will be completed upon us.
而且我们读整本的利未记，你就知道。 最后成全是全以色列人都在其中的。And
we know in Leviticus that in the end it is all Israel that is completed.
我们对今天啊，所以对教会每一个蒙恩得救的人。So
today in the church, everyone who has been saved.
我们需要认识这个呼召。We
need to know this calling.
而且求主啊，给我们一个爱慕的心，我们能对这个呼召认真。
May the Lord give us a hunger for this that we will be faithful.
好，我要稍微岔出去讲一点，你怎么能认真呢？
I will go on a tangent. How can you be faithful?
就是我刚才提到的，你回去回想，你第一次摸到神的同在是什么？
You have to go back and consider when was the first time you touched the Lord.
要爱慕那个。
And you have to remember.
你跟主说主，我不能失落这个。
When you said to the Lord that you cannot be lost again.
特别你人生最低潮的时候，你跟主说主啊，我这个时候最需要这个。
That in the lowest times of your life, you tell the Lord, "This is when I need you the most."
主就能扶持你。
The Lord is able to hold you.
你会经历主抱你过去。
The Lord will hold you.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个能够达到神为我们预定的目的的人。
Those who have been able to reach the will of God.
他们不是超人。They
aren't supermen.
我碰到有些年轻人，他们真像superman。
I know there are some young people who are like Superman.
昨天我在飞机上就有一个年轻人坐我边上，他一直不停的跟我讲话。
Yesterday when I was on the airplane, there was a young person who was sitting next to me and he talked the whole time.
后来我才知道呢，他是一个公司的CEO。
And later on I realized that he's only 33 years old, but he's a CEO.
我说你一定很smart，哇，他好高兴。
I told him you must be very smart.
我说你一定 work very hard. 他说 trust me, 24/7. 他说我没有时间休息的。
He said he had no time to rest.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们 常常对这些很认真。Oftentimes
we are faithful in these things.
但是我们对于主的同在，我们要求主帮助。But
we need the Lord to help us in knowing His presence.
我们跟主说，主啊，我需要认识你的呼召。We
tell the Lord we need to know Your calling.
求你帮助我能够响应你对我的呼召。May
you help me to remember Your calling to me.
所以这一次哈，我用四堂和弟兄姊妹来看利未记。
So this time I will use four messages to speak on Leviticus.
第一章到第六章第七节。
In chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 6, verse 7.
一般弟兄姊妹讲到这里，神告诉摩西说有五种的祭可以用来亲近他。
Here God tells Moses there are five kinds of sacrifices by which you can draw close to God.
我用一个题目叫做认识基督并他的救赎。
So this is knowing Christ and His redemption.
第二个是第六章第八节开始，一直到第十章的结束。
And the second section is from chapter 6 verse 8 all the way to the end of chapter 10.
是讲到祭司侍奉的预备和他侍奉的这个需要守的原则。
This talks about service in Christ and things you need to keep.
我要和弟兄姊妹用这个题目在基督里的侍奉。
And I will talk about service in Christ.
今天我们的侍奉需要在基督里。
Today our service needs to be in Christ.
圣经里面很清楚地把这些原则告诉我们。The
Bible has clearly shown us these principles.
第11章到22章。And
from chapters 11 to 22.
我把它起一个题目叫做圣别的生命与生活。Consecrated
life and living.
好，那么23章到27章。
And chapter 23 to chapter 27,
讲到节期,
it talks about feasts.
也讲到, 这个会幕里面的点灯、陈设饼这些事等等的事情。It
talks about the showbread, the lampstand, and so forth.
我用一个题目叫做我们在基督里长进并且被成全。My
topic for this is growing in Christ.
我想我简单的介绍一下这四次的分题。So
I will quickly go over the content of these four messages.
好，我为着时间缘故，我没有办法去把这 每一卷，不，每一个阶段的经文通通读过。
Because of time, I can't possibly read every portion of scripture regarding this.
我们就选几节来读。
But we will choose a few verses to read.
利未记第一章，我们读第三节、第四节。
Let's read Leviticus chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
他的公物若以牛为燔祭， 就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。If
his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer it, a male without defect. He shall offer it at the doorway of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, that it may be accepted for him to make atonement on his behalf.
希伯来书第十章第五节到第七节。
And if we go to Hebrews chapter 10 verses 5 to 7,
所以基督到世上来的时候就说， 神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给了我给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。Therefore,
when he comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come in the scroll of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God.
我们再读希伯来书九章第十四节。
Now let's read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心， 除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
然后第十章第十二节，
Chapter 10, verse 12.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God.
第十四节,
Verse 14.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
第十九和二十节,
Verses 19 and 20.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所， 是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。Therefore,
brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
我们刚才读利未记第一章，我们看到第一个祭是燔祭。
In Leviticus chapter 1, we see that the first offering is the burnt offering.
第二个祭呢是素祭。
The second is the grain offering.
第三个祭呢是平安祭。
The third is the peace offering.
第四个是赎罪祭。
The fourth is the sin offering.
第五个是赎愆祭。
The fifth is the guilt offering.
它到底什么意义呢？
What is the meaning?
我知道犹太人呢，他们从一开头他们的生活就和祭物分不开来。
We know that from the beginning, the life of the Jewish people could not be separated from sacrifices.
他们年年献祭呢， 是为着叫自己的良心在神面前得着平安。
Every year they would offer sacrifices that their conscience would have peace.
但是呢, 年年都感觉到被定罪。
But every year they would feel condemned.
到了新约时代, 神的儿子在十字架上成全了救赎。
In the New Testament, the Son of God came to earth and completed the work of salvation.
我们看见希伯来书的作者就直接地告诉我们,
So the writer of Hebrews directly tells us,
神的儿子耶稣基督, 他在十字架上的工作, God's
Son, Jesus Christ, His work on the cross is the reality of these five sacrifices.
所以在那里, 主耶稣引用了诗篇里面的话, 讲到他自己。
So Jesus used the word of, from Psalms to speak of himself.
他说, 神啊, 祭物和礼物, 是你不愿意的。
That sacrifice and offering you have not desired.
你曾给我预备了身体。
But a body you have prepared for me.
燔祭和赎罪祭, 是你不喜欢的。
And whole burnt offerings and sacrifices
那时候,
for sin, you have taken no pleasure.
好, 我们看见我们的主来到地上, 他对神说, 他说, 神啊, 我来了, 我要照你的旨意行。
When the Lord came down, he said that, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
我的事呢, 在经卷上已经记载了。
In the scroll of the book, it is written of me.
我相信呢, 这个经卷上记载的, 不仅是那些字义上面, 讲到主钉十字架的预言。
I believe that here when it speaks of the scroll, it is not about the direct prophecies of the Lord being crucified.
也包含了利未记这些预表的,
It includes these examples from Leviticus.
那个牛犊, 那个羊羔, 那个细面, 那一切祭物, 都是指着基督说的。
The bull, the ram, the fine flour all refer to these sacrifices.
主耶稣对父神说, 你为我预备了身体。
The Lord says to the Father that you have prepared a body for me.
你知道我们今天活在地上的人都身体都还有功用。
You know that as we live on this earth, our bodies have a function.
我们可能用自己的身体做这个做那个。
We may use our body to do so and so.
我们也很爱惜自己的身体。
And we love our own body.
我们锻炼。
We will work hard.
我们也保养。
We will maintain it.
也吃健康食物。
We eat healthy food.
也吃自己喜欢吃的食物。
We also eat foods that we like.
是不是呢? 但是呢, 只有耶稣基督把神赐给人身体的那个意义, 完全地活出来。
But only the Lord Jesus fully lived out the purpose of having a body.
他对父神说, 你为我预备了身体。
He said to the Father that you prepared a body for me.
他说, 神啊, 我来了, 就是要借着我的身体, 遵行你的旨意。
He said, Lord, I have come to do your will through the body you gave me.
那神对基督那个身体最大的旨意, 就是叫神和人得着喜乐和满足。
The greatest will for that body was that man and God would have joy.
那就是基督十字架上所表现出来的，他献上他的自己。
That is the Lord offering himself on the cross.
在刚才我们读的希伯来书的经文里面，我们看见主耶稣在十字架上把自己当作祭物献上。
In Hebrews, we see that the Lord offered himself as a sacrifice.
第一件事是他的血。
The first thing we see is his blood.
他的血流出来, 洗净我们良心一切的亏欠。
His blood washes us clean of all guilt in our conscience.
叫我们脱离死刑, 就是那些律法, 外表的行为。
It sets us free from dead works, which is the outward works of the law.
我们呢, 可以在清洁的良心里面侍奉永活的神。
And in a clean conscience, we can serve the living God.
所以在利未记里面我们看见那个祭坛, 祭坛的脚底下满了血迹。
So in Leviticus, we see that blood is poured on the foot of the altar on all four sides.
每一个祭牲的血都要倒在祭坛的脚上。
All the blood has to be poured on the foot of the altar.
弟兄姊妹, 你第一次经历主耶稣的血是什么时候?
Brothers and sisters, when was the first time you experienced the blood of Christ?
我刚刚讲到我九岁经历主的同在。
I said that when I was 9, that was when I first experienced the Lord's presence.
那个里面我相信包含了血的功效。
I believe that includes the power of the blood.
不然的话,主的同在不会在我身上显现。
Otherwise, the presence of God could not be in me.
但是那时候我完全不知道血的真理。
But at that time, I did not know the truth of the blood.
更不知道主耶稣血的宝贵。
And I did not know how precious the blood is.
等到我读高中的时候,
Until I was in high school.
我离开家到大都市去读高中。
I left home and I went to...
To the big city.
To the big city.
到台北去读书了。
I went to Taipei.
那么, 我一离开家呢就不聚会。
And after I left home, I stopped gathering.
我希望我们中间年轻人，如果你出去读大学，不要停止聚会。
I trust that the young people here, when you go to college, that you won't stop gathering.
我不去聚会呢，那我就做我自己喜欢做的事情。
So when I didn't go to gatherings, I did what I wanted to do.
我去打球啊，去看电影啊，吹口琴啊，什么。交朋友啊，就做这些事情。
I would play sports, go to the movies, or do other things.
但是我里面有主的生命。
But within me, there was the life of God.
因为我那时候已经信了主，也受了浸。
Because I had already believed and I was already baptized.
所以常常里面呢，做这些事情的时候，里面就被定罪。
So often when I did these things, I would feel condemned.
等到我读大学的时候，这个定罪的感觉就越来越深。
When I finally went to university, this feeling of condemnation was deeper and deeper.
我发现我这个人呢，一生都是污秽。
I felt like my whole life.
外面别人看你这个人不错的，我自己知道我这个人里面心思意念多么的败坏。
On the outside, people said I looked fine, but within I knew the darkness. It was painful.
痛苦到一个地步啊，我就想，这可能都是因为我信了耶稣才会有这个痛苦。
To the point, I thought that these painfulness came because I believed in Christ.
我这些不信主的同学，他们外面比我坏多了，他们还很快乐。
Because I said, look at these non-believers who
are not as good as me. 为什么我会这个样子呢？
But they seem to be joyful. Why is this on me?
我那时候真是为难了。
So I was in a state of difficulty.
我首先呢，就是到教会里面开始好好聚会。
So first, I returned to the church and returned to gatherings. Still no peace.
那我就鼓起勇气去问年长弟兄姊妹，我怎么样能得平安？
So I asked the elders, how can I have peace?
他们就带我读约翰一书。
They led me to read 1 John.
我们都记得约翰一书第一章里面讲的话。
We all know the words from 1 John chapter 1.
你若认自己的罪，
that if you confess your sins,
神是信实的，
He is faithful
and just, 是公义的，必要赦免你一切的罪，
to forgive us of your sins.
而且他儿子的血要洗净你一切的不义。
And his son's blood will cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
他说你相不相信？
He said, do you believe this?
我说这是主的话，我当然相信了。
I said, this is the word of God. Of course I believe it.
那你就回去认罪。
So he told me, go back and repent.
我就回去认罪。
So I returned home and repented.
认完罪呢，仍然良心不安。
And even after I repented, my conscience still felt unpeaceful.
你知道那种生活很痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very painful life.
那时候我已经读大学二年级。
I was my second year in college.
好，所以我开始怀疑哈，我跟主说，主啊，为什么在别人身上有效？在我身上怎么没效？
So I had some doubts. I asked the Lord, why does this seem to be useful in other people's lives, but not in my own?
是不是我的心不够诚？
Is my heart not sincere enough?
我跟主说，我已经诚得不得了了，我天天认罪啊。
I told the Lord, I am sincere. I've been repenting every day.
但是我还是苦得要命。
But I still feel bitter.
而且我说，我认完罪一站起来，一走路我就犯罪了，因为我的心思意念跑到别的事情上。
And I said that as soon as I stood up after repenting, I sinned again because my mind was on something else.
主知道我的挣扎。
The Lord knew this conflict, and He knew the problem.
我跟主说，主啊，你上十字架是一件历史的事情，我不能否认。
I told the Lord that your work on the cross is a work of history. I cannot deny this.
但是你在十字架上的功效跟我之间有没有真实直接的关系？
But I asked Him that whether or not the work on the cross had any direct relationship with my life.
我一直在心里面问这个问题。
This was a question in my heart.
我大学二年级夏天，有年长弟兄姊妹帮我报名参加一个大专学生的夏令会。
So after my second year of college was over, the brothers and sisters in the church had me sign up for
a college student conference.
Oh, a college student conference.
好，我去参加啊，一到那个报道的地方，我想我来错地方了。
When I went to the conference, as soon as I got to the registration, I felt like I was in the wrong place.
因为一个人我都不认识。
Means、
而且这些人呢，在我看都是 super Christian， 他们都很会祷告，很会唱诗歌，圣经都很熟，我是一窍不通的。
I felt like I was in the wrong place because I didn't know anyone, and they all seemed like super Christians who knew how to pray and read the Bible well.
你知道，年轻人也是那时候很多人很爱主的，我是不爱主的。
During that time, many young people loved the Lord, but I didn't love the Lord.
就在那一次聚会中，主用奇妙的方式解决了我心里面的问题。
But during that gathering, the Lord used an amazing work to resolve the conflict within me.
本来我想哈，他们聚会我就出去玩。
Originally, I thought that when they gathered, I would just go out and have fun.
因为那个营地我还蛮熟的，小时候就参就去聚过会，在关渡基督书院。
Because I was very familiar with the place.
下山就是
关渡
Theological Seminary. 海水浴场就是海边，很好玩的。
And nearby was the coast.
但是主就借着一个责任，我就堂堂都不能走，都要按铃，所以我必须聚会。
But the Lord gave me a responsibility that I had to ring the doorbell, so I had to go to gatherings.
而且在聚会中，我看见有人改变。
And during the gatherings, I saw people who were changed.
有人进去的时候跟我一样，好像是被 set up, 被骗进去参加聚会的。
Some people who went there were like me; they were set up to go there.
但是呢，在聚会中，主抓住了他们的心，回答了他们的问题，他们脸上放光了。
But when they were there, the Lord answered the questions and their faces shone.
我羡慕得不得了啊。
I was very jealous.
其中有一个弟兄，我现在还跟他有联络，他做了船长。
One brother who I know, he became a preacher.
不是，一个。
Oh, a captain of a ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 我就看见在他身上能改变，我就急得不得了，说主啊，你要救我，不然的话，我就完了。
I saw the work that was done in him and I told the Lord, you have to save me too or else I'm done.
好，我说主啊，如果你不救我的话，那这一次聚完会我就跟你拜拜，我就不要说我是基督徒了。
I told him that if you don't save me now, then I will stop saying that I'm a Christian.
就在聚完会最后一堂礼拜五晚上，他们宣布说今天晚上呢，我们会所不关灯。
But on the last night on Friday, after the gathering was over, they said that tonight we are not closing the lights.
凡是愿意自己留下来寻找主、亲近主的人，可以留下来祷告。
Those who are willing to draw close to God and seek Him may stay and pray.
只是不要打扰别人，不要吵别人。
Just don't disturb anyone.
因为那时候有些人呢，忽然被圣灵浇灌，声音会很大的。
Because some people who felt the Holy Spirit being poured on them had very loud voices.
所以。服侍聚会弟兄们，他们很老练。他们说：“你可以约束自己的。”
So, the brothers and sisters who were leading were very experienced, and they told them to have discipline.
其实那个时候，我对祷告已经非常灰心了。
At that time, I was already despairing about prayer.
因为我照着圣经的说法，我认罪祷告都没用，所以我就主知道，主就向我说：“你要不住的祷告。”
Because I had followed the Bible and I prayed and repented, but it didn't seem to be doing anything.
那天晚上我留下来祷告。
But the Lord told me to stay and pray.
我一跪下来。
As soon as I kneeled down.
我不晓得多久时间。
I don't know how much time.
忽然之间，主耶稣挂在十字架上的那幅情景，活化在我里面。
All of a sudden, the image of the Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross was real in me.
我在想，我灭亡了，我要被定罪了。
I thought I was about to die and I would be condemned.
我知道我是一个可怕的罪人，但是现在主再来显一下，那我不死定了吗？
I knew that I was a terrible sinner, but if the Lord revealed himself to me now, wouldn't I die?
出人意外的平安，属天神圣的喜乐。
But there was a strange peace and joy from God.
像江河一样把我整个人弥漫。
It completely overwhelmed me like floods.
我才知道主耶稣的血何等的有功效。
And I knew that the blood of Christ had power.
我那时候还是不明白血的功效。
I still didn't understand the power of the blood.
等到我出国留学了。
But after I had left the country.
我听见有好的话语的交通，讲到血的意义。
When I was studying abroad, I heard many messages on the power of the blood.
那天主开我的心窍，我明白。
And that day, the Lord opened my heart, so I understood.
我时时刻刻都活在血的洁净的底下。
That all times I live under the cleansing of the blood.
真是喜乐。
It is truly joyful.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个祭。
This is that sacrifice.
主赎我们的罪。
The Lord has cleansed us of our sins.
他把我们一切的亏欠都洗干净了。
He has washed us clean.
除去我们一切的不义。
All unrighteousness.
在主耶稣的血底下，神。不仅看不见你我的罪，并且他根本想不起来你我犯过罪。
Under the blood, he not only cannot see our sin, but he has forgotten them.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的救恩！
This is such amazing salvation.
我从那时候开始啊，属灵的事对我来讲是活的。
And from that day on, spiritual beings were living.
以往我也曾经热心的服侍，也热心的做工人里面去派单张传福音。后来发现，原来我以前都在死刑的里面。
So I was very zealous, and I went out and I passed out tracts, and I realized that in the past, all my works were dead works.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，唯有你的良心被血洗过了，你才能脱开那些死刑。
In Hebrews, it says that only after your conscience has been washed clean can you be set free from dead works.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们基督徒啊，外面做也很好，但是不一定是活在永活神的面前。
So sometimes you may do things that are good, but it may not be for eternity before the Lord.
第二个，希伯来书作者告诉我们，他既献上自己的身体，做了赎罪祭，就使我们永远成圣。
In Hebrews, it also says that he gave up his body as a sin offering, and we are forever holy.
我们 sanctified.
We are sanctified.
他说，我们就成永远完全。
And we are forever complete.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等确定的救赎！
This is a very sure salvation.
很多时候哈，弟兄姊妹，你我的会迷糊，会误犯罪。Often
we may be confused.
啊，这个 inadvertently.
We may inadvertently sin.
呀，我们自己不是故意的哈。We
don't sin on purpose.
我们因为迷糊，我们错误，不知道，我们就进去了。
We didn't realize and we entered in.
但是感谢主，他在十字架上为我们成全了救赎。
But thank the Lord that He completed the work of salvation on the cross.
所以他使我们得以成圣了，并且使我们永远完全，这是何等确定的救恩呢！
So we may be sanctified and we may be forever His.
弟兄姊妹，不仅如此。
And not only this.
那么我们每天的生活就可以借着耶稣基督的血。
Every day in our lives, we can live by the blood of Christ. And we can come boldly before Him into the Holy of Holies.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们早上醒来，你就应该尝到主的同在。
Every time when we wake up in the morning, we should feel the presence of the Lord.
每一次来聚会，不是那些服侍的人才祷告，每一个人我们都可以尝到主的同在。
When we come to gatherings, it's not just those who serve who pray. We can all pray.
非常非常真实的，我们进到至圣所里面来。
It is very real when we enter into the Holy of
Holies. 而且你怎样进来呢？
And how do you enter?
是坦然无惧的。
You come boldly.
啊，这个英文翻译就是大胆的，boldly.
It is boldness or confidence.
哈，那么有一个弟兄啊。 他解释这个坦然无惧，他说我现在到神面前来是大摇大摆的来。One
brother who says that he goes very boldly before the Lord.
哈，为什么呢？因为你是走在神的儿子耶稣基督的里面。Because
you are walking in the Lord Jesus.
就好像一个王子去见父王一样，他不需要那些外面的东西。It
is like a prince meeting the king. He doesn't need any outward actions.
他可以那样的。 放心的来亲近他的神。
He can be set free and draw close to God.
我要稍微讲一点。
I want to add more.
有一次我跟一位弟兄去中国大陆服侍。
Once I was serving with a brother in China.
你知道大陆的弟兄姊妹聚会啊，非常的火热的。
In the gatherings in China, the brothers and sisters are very zealous.
比如说七点半钟是信息的诗歌开始。
For example, if 7:30 is when the hymn for the gathering starts,
他们大概6:40呢，就坐在会场里面。
6:40 and they're already sitting in the meeting.
他们就开始祷告。And
they start praying.
热切啊！You
can feel the warmth.
而且他们祷告，每一个人都站起来。And
when they pray, they all stand up.
然后大家一起唱诗歌，诗歌完了又祷告，然后才有话语的分享。And
then everyone stands up and sings, and afterwards they have more prayers and then the meeting.
但是有一点点我们觉得美中不足的。
But there's only one thing lacking.
就大家外面都很热切，好像比赛看谁比较热心呢。
On the outward, it looks like everyone is competing to see who is
more zealous.
You pray well, I pray even better.
所以另外那位弟兄他年纪长了，他很老练。
There is one older brother who is experienced.
他跟弟兄姊妹讲，他说我们祷告聚会实在好啊。 我真希望我们的就这样一直到永世开始好了。He
said that our prayer is very good, and I hope this continues into eternity.
他说弟兄姊妹们，能不能让我建议一下？But
he said that brothers and sisters, do you mind if I suggest something?
他说明天早上起来，我们每一个人都不要开口。
That tomorrow morning, no one opens their mouth.
到聚会厅。
That you personally seek the Lord while you are seated. Because sometimes when we are too full of the outward things, our soul comes out and our spirit is not quiet.
一提醒啊，第二天早上聚会鸦雀无声。
And sure enough, the next morning, there was absolute silence. That was for morning devotion.
但是那天早上，大家时间到了都舍不得走。你每一个人都感觉主在这里，主在我里面。But
at the end of the gathering, no one wanted to leave because everyone could feel the presence of the Lord within them.
你知道吗？那是主耶稣上十字架带给我们必然我们应该享受的。That
is a blessing and position that we should have received because the Lord went to the cross.
后来有一个弟兄告诉我。Later
on, a brother told me.
他是一个做室内装潢的弟兄。
He did interior design.
工作很忙,
his work was very busy. He said, this time in the special gathering, I learned how to draw close to God.
我的工作生活里面去,
he said, when I returned to my work life,
我随时都可以享受那个同在,
at all times I could experience the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常奇妙的,
brothers and sisters, this is very amazing. This is...
Dwell apart.
This is dwelling apart.
弟兄姊妹们，你和别人住的地方不一样。你是住在基督里。But
then, sisters, you live in a different place from the world.
你不是住在 Newark.
You don't live in Newark. You live in Christ.
You live in Newark not only, but you also live in Christ.
You don't only live in Newark.
我们不仅住在 Newark, 我们也住在基督里。We
also live in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。 这个是主耶稣血带来的。This
is what the blood of Christ has brought to us.
每一个基督徒若是你尝到了，你说父啊，感谢你牺牲你的爱子。If
you have experienced this, you can tell the Father, Father, thank you for giving up your Son.
我们要快快的讲。We
will speak quickly.
在利未记里面啊。In
Leviticus.
我们看见祭物呢，从第一章一直几乎到第二十七章。
We see these sacrifices from chapter 1 all the way to 27.
那么祭物至少包含了几种的意义和功效。
There are several meanings and effects.
第一个在燔祭里面是向全宇宙宣告神在这里的主权。
In the burnt offering, we see that God proclaims to the universe his ownership of the universe.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是宇宙万有的主，他是生命的主。
God is Lord of all the universe. The Lord of life.
唯有借着耶稣基督的在十字架上的死，把这个主权恢复了。
And only through the death of Christ on the cross that this authority was revived.
如果你我不通过这个，你我里面的主还是罪，还是自己，还是仇敌。
If we do not go through this, then the Lord in our lives is still ourselves, sin and death.
第二个
Second.
好，我们知道。 当我们看见这个祭物，借着这个祭物的时候，神就悦纳这个人。And
when we see this, then we see that God, that we are accepted by God.
唯有借着献祭呢，能够维系神与人、人与神中间那不止息、不间断的交通。Only
through the sacrifice could we restore the unending fellowship between God and man.
我忍不住要再讲一点。I
have to say it more.
你能够时刻的有意识的觉察到神的同在。
It is very blessed to meaningfully, continuously experience the presence of God.
我在讲这种经历不是超然、超特别的基督徒才能有的。It
isn't only super Christians who can experience.
是给每一个神儿女的。But
it is for every children of God.
但是你要活在这个祭物的里面。But
you have to dwell in the sacrifice.
有一次我去问一位年长主的仆人。Once
I asked an elderly brother of the Lord.
我问他你怎么经历神的爱呢？
I asked him, how do you experience the love of God?
其实我不是问这个，我问他说，你怎么预备传福音？
Actually, I asked him, how do you prepare to preach the gospel?
他就回答说，弟兄啊，传福音呢，你要让主的爱、神的爱充满你，你就可以传了。
He said, brother, if you allow the love of Christ to fill you, then you can preach the gospel.
那我就问他，那你怎么让主的爱充满你呢？
So I asked him, how do you let the love of God?
他回答的很令我回味，他说你一有时间。 就思想主耶稣为你上十字架。
He said, whenever you have time, consider the Lord being crucified for you on the cross.
不要光是擘饼聚会的时候才想纪念主为我死。
Don't only remember the Lord Jesus' death during communion.
他说他年轻的时候也去问宋尚杰弟兄怎么传福音。
He said that when he was young, he also asked Brother John Song.
他说宋尚杰弟兄就这样回答他。
And Brother Song answered him this way.
我就他说我直到看见主为我挂在十字架上。
He said that when I recall the Lord being crucified for me on the cross, then I am filled with His love.
弟兄姊妹，若是你活在这个里面，那个交通可以不间断。
Brothers and sisters, if you live in this, then the fellowship with the Lord won't end.
再从利未记看呢，当神的儿女们有了疾病、有了不洁、有了污染的时候，祭物是维系神儿女健康。
We also see that. That when the people have uncleanness or illnesses or leprosy, then the sacrifice is necessary to maintain the health of the people.
而且医治他们，除去疾病和不洁。
It heals them and removes them of their sicknesses and uncleanness.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒，明天我们会讲到这些不洁在我们身上带给我们很大的难处和痛苦。
Tomorrow we will speak about how these uncleannesses bring a lot of hardship upon us.
怎么得恢复呢？需要祭物。
How can be restored? We need the sacrifice.
那么第四个
，Fourth，
在节期和产业中啊，带给神儿女们喜乐、丰富和正常的生活。
During worship and the Sabbath and the feasts, we are brought an inheritance and joy and spiritual life.
所以他们在节期中呢，就大量的献祭。
So during the feasts, they bring massive amounts of sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？你看到这个意义。是指着基督说的，你有多宝贵我们的主耶稣啊
！When you see that this represents our Lord, then you must see how precious He is.
啊，所以呢，过去的圣徒们，他们经历了这个，他们说 Jesus only 啊。
So in the past, when the brothers experienced
Jesus ever,
they said Jesus only, Jesus ever.
啊，我在我的里面就只有这么一回事，而且一直就只有这么一回事。
This is the only thing in my life, and it continues forever.
弟兄姊妹，你要看见。更多他的救赎。
You have to see more of his salvation.
好，我们要快快再讲一点这个五个祭啊。
Speak very quickly of these five sacrifices.
这第一个燔祭啊。
The first is the burnt offering.
我们不去读那个经文了。
We won't read the verse.
我们知道神创造人的时候是有一个旨意的。
But when the Lord created man, he had a will.
但是因着人堕落了，神的这个目的。在人的身上就失掉了。
But because man fell, the purpose of God was lost.
而燔祭呢，把这个目的恢复在你我的身上。
The burnt offering restores this purpose within us.
啊，所以主耶稣啊，他为我们啊，把自己献上。头三个钟头，他是站在神儿子的地位上，被挂在十字架上。
So when the Lord was crucified for us during the first 3 hours he was hung on the cross for us
那三个钟头他不是担罪他是把神儿子神所要的那个生命献给神
during those 3 hours he wasn't carrying on our sins but he was offering that life that the Lord wanted
我们看见那三个钟头里面主的表现真是千万人中的第一人
in those 3 hours we see that the Lord is truly an unusual man.
他站在我们的地位上面，被杀，流血在十字架上。
He stood in our place and he was crucified.
他的尊严完全被剥夺。
His dignity was completely lost, stripped off.
好，我们知道，就好像那个燔祭牲呢，第一件事被杀了以后做什么？啊，把他皮给剥掉。
It is like the burnt offering where the first thing after they kill the offering is they remove the skin.
啊，弟兄姊妹，若是你爱主啊，有一天你把自己献上当燔祭，主要你的尊严破碎。
One day when you, because you love the Lord, if you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, the Lord will, crush your dignity.
啊，主，我们这个人才会得自由。
And then we will be set free.
弟兄姊妹，这都讲到经历。
This is all experience.
一面讲到基督，一面讲到。我们对基督的经历。
It speaks of Christ and it speaks of our experience.
你进入了，你就更多认识基督了。
If you enter into it, you know Christ more.
而不是知识上的认识，而是在生命里面，你能与他做同伴了。
It's not a head knowledge, but you become partners with Christ.
然后那个牛或羊啊，都还要被切成筷子，把头砍下来。
And the ram or the bull, the head needs to be cut off and the body needs to be cut into pieces.
这讲到他被破碎。
It speaks of Christ being crushed.
弟兄姊妹们，基督在十字架上，他的心为我们破碎。
On the cross, the heart of Christ was crushed for us.
弟兄姊妹，每一个爱主的基督徒，要叫神的旨意在我们身上成就，我们也要被破碎。
If we want the Lord's will to be done in us, then we need to be crushed too.
好，我们看见当他们当这个祭牲呢被摆在祭坛上的时候，还是一头牛，但是没有皮，而且是被破碎的。
So when we see the sacrifice that is placed on the altar, it's still the bull, but it's been crushed.
啊，脏腑和腿都要用水来洗。
And you have to wash the inwards and the thigh.
这个水哈，说到审判和洁净。
This water speaks of judgment and cleansing.
这脏腑和腿啊，脏腑是里面最深处的。
The entrails are what is deepest within you.
腿是跟世界接触的地方。
The legs are how you are connected to the world.
都要经过审判。
It all goes through judgment.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣在地上的时候，神许可法利赛人、祭司、文士、长老。来敲他的锚钉。
On the earth, the Lord allowed the Pharisees, the scribes, and the teachers of the law to pick out his faults.
他们没有办法找出他任何的错处。
Yet they could not find a single fault.
最后呢，就以他说他自己是神的儿子，把他定罪了。
In the end, they condemned him for calling himself the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你我若是肯把自己献上当作燔祭
，Brothers and sisters, if you are willing to offer yourself as a burnt sacrifice,
我们最深处的动机，主都要把它分别，要用水。
The Lord will discern our inner motives.
然后呢，把一切都放在坛上面，全部用火烧了。
And then He will place us on the altar and burn us up completely.
这个叫神的旨意在这个人身上能够恢复。
And then the will of God can be recovered.
第二个是素祭。
The second is the grain offering.
素祭啊，我们看见是基督的十字架，使神得着了他心中所要可悦纳的人性。
It represents the cross of Christ receiving the man that God wants.
在那里啊，素祭里面四个要素。
There are four components.
一个是细面。
One is the fine flour.
一个是油。
One is oil.
一个是乳香。
One is frankincense.
一个是盐。
And one is salt.
这都讲到在基督人性里面的特点。
These are all particular characteristics of God.
这个细面呢，说出他做人的那生命何等的纯净。何等的细致。
The fine flour shows that the life of Christ is very detailed.
啊，何等 pure
and very pure and fine.
啊，弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们这个人呢，在罪血气的里面是非常粗糙的。
Many times we are careless.
啊，第二个讲到油。
And the second talks of oil.
告诉我们说，主在地上的生活呢，他和圣灵是没有分别的。
Shows us that when Jesus was on the earth, there was no separation between him and the Holy Spirit.
这是所以主在地上他说呢，我所做的事都不是凭着我自己。
On earth, Jesus said that he did nothing of himself.
乃是我看见父怎么做，我就怎么做。
But just as the Father did, so did he.
他怎么看见呢
？What did he see?
因为膏油在他的里面。
How? Because the oil was within him.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天若是你真的进入这种的救恩的里面，很奇妙的，圣灵会告诉你事情怎么做。
Today, if you truly enter into and are anointed with oil, then the Holy Spirit will show you how it is done.
你不需要人家打 text 给你，圣灵告诉你知道那边发生事情。
You don't need someone to text you because the Holy Spirit will show you.
这是基督徒对救恩很真实的经历。
This is a very real experience.
我相信我们中间有弟兄姊妹呢经历过。
I believe that brothers and sisters have experienced this.
我自己经历了，我非常讶异啊！我说怎么可能呢
？When I experienced this, I was amazed. How is it possible?
这是基督救赎做成的。
But this is what the salvation of Jesus Christ has done.
然后他讲到乳香。
And then it speaks of frankincense.
告诉我们说这个生命呢。是复活的生命。
This is a resurrected life.
它是经过死显出来的生命。
It is expressed through death.
经过死的考验。
And is tested through death.
所以有的基督徒身上啊很温柔，但是天然的温柔。
So some people may seem very meek, but that is a human weakness.
有的人很有爱心， 那是天然人的爱心。
Some people may be full of love, but that is just natural.
另外一个人也温柔，那是复活的温柔。
There's another person who is meek, and that is from the resurrected life.
他有爱心，那是复活的爱心，不一样的。
His love is from the resurrected love. It is different.
有的时候就在同一个人身上，昨天他是这样，今天他是这样。
Sometimes in the same person, you see it is one day and the other day.
因为那个数据的性质在他身上，他经历了。
Because the experience of the grain offering he has experienced.
弟兄姊妹，这个是真实的救恩。
This is true salvation.
这是基督。
This is Christ.
在我们身上。是每一个人都可以尝到的。
It is something we can all taste of.
你尝到，你要说主啊，你真是千万人中的第一人。
If you taste of it, you will say that God, the Lord Jesus, is truly the man.
还有一个特性就是盐。
Another unique characteristic is salt.
盐说出这个人性呢是不朽坏的。
Salt says that this life is not corruptible.
不会变质的。
It will not change.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你敢不敢说别人都变，我是不会变的。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you're willing to say that others may change, but I won't.
彼得曾经跟主说，主啊，别人都跌倒，我是不会跌倒的。结果他第一个跌倒。
Peter once said that all the others may fall, but I will not. Yet he was the first to fall.
就告诉我们，我们里面的热心呢，我们里面的爱主啊，都是 corruptible， 都是必朽坏的。
It shows that the love that we have in us is all humanly and corruptible.
你能带着这种爱去见主吗？去见荣耀吗？不能的。
Can you bring this love into glory? No.
必须要得着基督那数据的生命。
It must receive the life from the grain offering.
这在我们身上是何等的真实。
It is very true.
数据这个是我高中的时候听过利未记。第一次的信息，那个在我身上非常深刻的印象。
I have a very deep impression of the grain offering because it is the first message I heard about Leviticus back in high school.
我那时候，哎呀，我说主啊，有可能过这种生活吗
？At that time, I asked the Lord, "Is it possible to live such a life?"
感谢主，今天我们在耶稣基督的救赎里，我们可以经历。
Thank the Lord that in the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can experience this.
好，为了时间缘故，我就提一下平安祭告诉我们，基督是我们的平安。
Because of time reasons, I'll just mention that the peace offering says that Jesus Christ is our peace.
人生顺利的时候，我们不会想到平安这件事。
When our life is going well, we won't consider this issue of peace.
当你受到重大的意外或者打击的时候，你说我何等需要平安。
When you encounter difficulties and crises, you will know that you need peace.
不仅我们个人需要平安。
Not only individuals.
教会更需要平安。
The church needs peace.
你知道仇敌呢？若是这里的神的儿女真的想要经历救恩，仇敌就来毁坏这个。
Because we know
这个聚会。
In the church, if the people really want to experience the incorruptible life, then Satan will come to destroy it.
他就借着人的血气纷争、理由、怒气，各种各样的来破坏神的儿女。
He will use man's divisions and opinions to destroy the people of God.
所以保罗说，这个时候不告诉我们说，保罗说我们要快快的借着基督献平安祭。
So Paul says that we have to quickly offer the peace offering through Jesus Christ.
让基督的平安在我里面做主。
Let the peace of God reign in us.
他说我们归为一体，蒙召归为一体，就是蒙这个平安所保守。
Because this peace is how we are made one.
这是何等重要！另外呢，我们在平时的生活里面。凡事要借着耶稣基督把感谢献给神。
And in our own lives, we have to give all thanksgiving to Christ.
我今天下午听我们弟兄讲。
This afternoon, I heard our brother say.
我们中间有一位年轻人被火烧到身子，72%二度灼伤。
That there's a brother within our midst who received a 72% secondary burn.
那何等的痛苦啊！
That must be so painful.
何等的危险啊！
It is so dangerous.
那我问弟兄，你去看他，你说什么呢？
So I asked the brother, if you went to meet him, what did you say?
我们弟兄告诉我的，不是我问。他说哈、啊，他说我告诉他说，弟兄啊，不管怎么痛，你需要赞美。
The brother said that he told him, regardless how painful it is, you must praise God.
不管你觉得多没有希望了，你要感谢。
No matter how hopeless you feel, you must praise God. Can
you do this?
In our own flesh, we definitely cannot speak these
praises.
But Paul said that in everything he could give thanks.
我年轻的时候，小时候了，读初中的时候，身体非常不好。
When I was in middle school, my bodily condition was not very good.
每天上学, 坐火车的时候,
I would have stomach aches whenever I rode the train.
那时候教会有一位主的仆人年长弟兄告诉我，他说你呀。 在火车上啊，火车咔当一声，空咚一声，你就说感谢主，赞美主，感谢主，赞美主。
But one elderly brother told me when you hear the sound of the train,
空咚空咚空咚就到我要去的。
When you hear the train as it moves, you say thank the Lord, praise the Lord.
那真是我的力量。
That was he was truly my strength.
我现在回想起来，我常常感谢主给我那个痛苦。
Now that I look back, I thank the Lord for giving me that pain.
因着那个肉身痛苦，我知道基督是我的平安。
Because of that difficulty in the flesh, I know that Jesus Christ is my peace. He truly loves me. In the most impossible circumstances, He gives us peace. Christ is our peace. So in everything we can give thanks.
然后呢,
and then the sin offering and guilt offering. I think I don't need to speak more of this.
主耶稣是神的羔羊,
the Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
为全人类 为教会上了十字架，成了赎罪祭。
He went to the cross for the world, for the church, as a sin offering.
在赎罪祭里面有四样事情。
There are four things in the sin offering.
第一个是主的血。
What is the blood of Christ?
主的血不仅要抹在祭坛的脚上。
The blood of Christ is not only poured upon the four edges of the altar.
第二个，这个祭牲的血呢，要到至圣所的幔子上面弹七次。
But as must be sprayed upon the sprinkled upon the veil of the most holy place.
Yeah,
and it must also be poured upon the four corners of the altar. And finally it is placed at the foot of the altar. I believe that brothers and sisters all know what this speaks of.
这个说到教会的生活,
this speaks of church life.
好,
We cannot leave the cross, the blood of Christ.
然后赎愆祭,
and the guilt offering.
我们知道赎罪祭呢，是把罪除去，并且完全的洁净。
The sin offering removes our sins and cleanses us completely.
那么赎愆祭呢，是叫我们一切的亏欠完全的免去，我们可以偿还。
And the guilt offering removes us of all our shortcomings.
我想我们人生呢。 多少都会感觉我对人有亏欠，对主有亏欠。
I believe that many times in our lives we may feel that we have fallen short of man and of God.
感谢主，我们的主耶稣也做了我们的赎愆祭。
But thank the Lord that He is also our guilt offering.
在旧约圣经里面，
In the Old Testament,
我每次读我就觉得奇怪，主啊，应该把赎愆祭放在最前面。
I always felt that the Lord should have placed the guilt offering in the beginning. Because that's what we need the most.
然后倒过来，最后才是我把自己全人献上，对不对？
And then at the end, that's when we offer ourselves holy.
但是神的次序是先从燔祭。
But the Lord's order is to start with the burnt offering.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你一得救，你就蒙召。
Because when you are saved, you are a new creation.
神的旨意和目的。
And the will of God is in your life.
然后你越进入这个呼召的里面,
and as you enter into this calling,
我们对主耶稣血那赎罪和赎愆的功效就经历越过越丰富。
And we will experience more abundantly the power of the blood as the sin and guilt offering.
我们要赞美我们的神。
We have to praise our Lord.
他知道我们得救了，我们不过是个蒙恩的罪人。
He knows that we are just a sinner saved by grace.
我们不是圣人。
We aren't holy people.
但是我们是圣徒,
but we are saints.
是被神分别为圣,
we have been set apart to be holy.
好叫我们活出他呼召里面的旨意和荣耀,
that we can live out His glory and His will.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
爱我们的阿爸父亲,
Abba Father,
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
是你拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
并且是你在耶稣基督里面拯救了我们。
You have saved us in Christ Jesus.
在我们还软弱还做罪人的时候,
while we were weak and still sinners,
你就按着所定的日期,
on the appointed day,
打发你的爱子到地上来,
you chose your son, beloved son, to come to this earth.
并且他照着你的旨意为我们献上自己。
And according to your will, he offered himself.
父亲，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们不仅在蒙恩得救的那一刻 经历了主耶稣献上自己的功效。
Not only have we experienced the Lord in offering Himself for our salvation,
并且他成为我们天天亲近你的凭借。
But every day He is the way by which we can draw close to you.
父亲，我们感谢。
Father, we thank you.
我们今天在爱子里，真是得以近前来呼喊说阿爸父亲。
Today in your beloved Son, we have the authority, the confidence to say Abba Father.
愿你这个爱吸引我们。
May your love draw us.
使我们更多亲近主耶稣。
That we can draw close to our Lord.
更多取用他的救赎。
We can use your salvation.
更多享受他里面的丰富。
And experience your abundance.
好叫你的心意在教会中得着满足。
May your will be satisfied in the church.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name. Amen.